Spring is a great time to make changes, and that includes a job change. The economy is getting better and better, and I'm seeing a lot more job postings out there. Here are some interview tips for making sure you are a standout candidate who gets the job offer. Do your research on the organization. Look at the company's profile on LinkedIn, and I hope you are all on LinkedIn, especially if you're looking for a job. The reason you want to do that is you want to see some of the employees who work there, who has been hired, or who left the company, as well as any company information. Look at the LinkedIn profile of the person you're interviewing with. Hopefully, you can see at least where they worked and went to school, which is great fodder for small talk. Look at the company website to see if they post news releases or announce company news. The more you know about the company and the person you're meeting with, the more impressive you'll be when you ask informed questions and to be able to tailor your job experience to the company. Even if the company is very informal, wear business attire to an interview. That's a suit and tie for men and a pant or skirt suit for women. Now that said, if it's a casual high-tech firm, you can lose the suit and tie, but a jacket and nice slacks for men and a nice shirt with a sweater or jacket with dress pants or a skirt for women is appropriate. Be at least 5 minutes early to the interview. When I worked in the corporate world, if someone was late to the interview without a good excuse, they would not get the job. I assumed if they couldn't get to something as important as a job interview on time, they probably would have problems with being late on the job. Be sure to silence your phone and never answer it during the interview. That may seem obvious, but at my last job, a manager interviewed someone who answered his phone 3 times during the interview and said, "It's important," each time. I'm not quite sure why she didn't end the interview after the first time he answered the phone, but needless to say, he didn't get the job. Be friendly and nice to the receptionist. She or he may be a great help to you and can provide information about the company. Spend time chatting with him or her while you wait to be called into the interview. Show a sincere interest in her or him and the company. Ask good questions. She or he will be impressed and will most likely convey his or her positive impressions of you to the hiring manager. When you meet the hiring manager and anyone else interviewing you, give them a firm handshake accompanied by good eye contact. Say, "It's nice to meet you, Jane," or whatever the person's name is. Once you're escorted into the interview room, wait to be told where to sit down. If you are a man, leave your jacket on, even if the interviewer is dressed more casually or takes his or her jacket off. If your jacket is buttoned, unbutton it before sitting down. Never say anything negative about previous employers. Even if the interviewer sounds sympathetic, it will reflect very negatively on you. Focus only on the positive about a former employer. When asked the question, tell us about yourself. Avoid rambling about the past. Instead, speak to the jobs or experiences that would apply to the position you're interviewing for. Avoid looking nervous by fidgeting or playing with your hair, jewelry, a pen, etc. Keep your hands still on the table or on your lap. If the interview is conducted over a meal, don't order anything messy or difficult to eat, such as spaghetti or a big sandwich that's hard to fit in your mouth. And stay away from trying to spear cherry tomatoes. They are a squirting recipe for disaster. When eating, take small bites so that you can easily answer questions without a mouthful of food. And never order an alcoholic drink, even if the interviewer does. Have a list of questions about the company, the position, the manager, and the hiring process, such as the number of candidates, when they hope to make a decision, etc. I'm always impressed by a candidate who asks well-informed, thoughtful questions. Be sure to send a handwritten thank you note within 24 hours after the interview. State how interested you are in the job and the company. A sentence about what you have to offer the company and sign it sincerely and your name. If someone helped you get the interview, send them a handwritten thank you note as well. And if you get the job, take them out to lunch or dinner to celebrate. That's it for today. Good luck with the interview. I know you will knock their socks off. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.